This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods after the saturated soil could not absorb any more water.
Und mein tief empfundenes Beileid gilt allen, die in dieser Katastrophe Angehörige und Freunde.
Speaking at an afternoon news conference at the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, "My empathy and my heart goes to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing, and I include Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, who have also suffered from flooding." The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. President Joe Biden said Thursday the United States will bolster security at its embassy in Haiti following last week's assassination of that country's president, but sending American troops to stabilize the country was not on the agenda.
We're only sending American Marines to our embassy to make sure that they are secure and nothing is out of whack at all. But the idea of sending American forces into Haiti is not on the agenda at this moment.
Haiti's interim government last week asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure following President Jovenel Moïse's assassination. Biden signaled he was not open to the request, which comes as he is drawing down U.S. forces in Afghanistan this summer. There's more news on our website, VOA News.